Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Jack Llewellyn from the Durango Chamber of Commerce. And if you want to know what's going on with the Chamber, you can simply go to durangobusiness.org, look it up, or you can give us a call at 247-0312 and ask for Rita. Or you can talk to me, but if you want to get it done, talk to Rita. That's what I always tell people. So I've got folks from Kosh Solutions, Ryan and Ruben. I told you before we went on there, it's a Ryan and Ruben show. How you guys doing?
Doing all right. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. Yes, definitely.
Oh, thank you guys for coming in. So I have to reveal up front, the Chamber does use Kosh Solutions. We put out an RFP a few years back, and you guys were awarded the contract. And so I can speak from firsthand experience. You guys are great at what you do. Whenever I screw something up, you're on the phone walking me through it, or you get into my computer, and that's always so weird watching somebody remotely work through the computer. So I want to ask, what are the services you guys provide?
Well, basically what we're doing is we're providing a support and IT help desk services for businesses in the area. We're basically virtualizing, if you will, the role of having an on-staff IT technician and allowing that relationship to occur.
So to compare, I used to work up at Fort Lewis College, and we had the helpline at Fort Lewis, so I could call over there to the IT guys and they would kind of do the same thing, or I'd take my laptop over and they'd call me up later that afternoon and say, okay, we fixed it for you. But you guys actually do that service remotely or on site?
So we try and do most of our work remotely. It saves on drive time, you know, that kind of thing. Of course, we like to go out on site to give it that personal touch if we need to. And so anytime something physically needs to happen, we'll go on site. But for the most part, you know, you're going to reach our help desk and we're going to help you out remotely.
All right. Now, also, yeah, so you provide, you know, customized services, I'm assuming. So if somebody says, you know, I don't know if I want to go into the cloud, or if I want what level of service, do you customize your packages for the business?
Certainly. So, you know, we work in depth with the customer, especially when we're onboarding a new client, just to really understand what their needs are, how they're using technology. We work together to come up with either a single or several packages or options that are customized for that specific industry.
Now, go ahead, Ruben, you're going to add something?
A little bit more on that is sometimes a customer will come to us and have a very defined vision of what they want IT to look like within their business. And at that point, we're kind of the consultants that, yes, this is a good idea for these reasons and this and that, or this is great, but look out for this caveat here or something like that. But most of the time, really, people come to us with kind of a blank canvas and ask us to paint a picture of what IT can look like for them through us.
So you work with technology-challenged individuals like me a lot.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, not that that's an issue, but, I mean, it's just super normal for us.
It's amazing because I sit here, I got my iPhone, and when I first got it, I was like, I need to have it sync. And you guys came over and helped put all that together, and magically it syncs. And so it is amazing. You guys do this every day, but it's intimidating for an old guy like me. So you make it easy.
Sure. That's what we're here for. Yeah.
Now, do you guys also do like phone services too?
Definitely. So we specialize in several different types of phone service all over the internet.
Be called the VOIP, right?
That's exactly it. Voice over IP.
Yeah, I remembered something.
There you go. So that's one of the offerings that we definitely support and provide in the area, as well as point of sale.
Okay.
That kind of thing. So we have a lot of point of sale customers here.
Wow. Now, you guys are located more than just Durango, right? You have multiple locations?
That's correct. We originally were established in Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Oh, wow.
About 11 years ago. And since then, we have been steadily growing. We're up to 4 locations. There's about 28 employees at this point.
Wow.
And we've got offices in Albuquerque, Durango, and most recently, we've expanded into the Farmington region as well.
Now, let me ask you this, too, because we just had our tech conference, and you guys spoke at that. So I want to ask something, and I told you guys before I went on the air, I actually had a dream that I worked at Stone Age. Don't know if that's like an omen or a vision that I'm having. And I accidentally clicked on something, and I infected every single computer at Stone Age. So hopefully Carrie Siggins isn't listening to this, because she got real mad at me in the dream. But that being said, cybersecurity, it is scary what is out there. and ransom, you know, cyber ransom, and all of these things. What can you do for the chamber or for any business to kind of ensure the safety? And then I want to also ask about backup. So let's talk about cybersecurity first. What do we need to do to make sure we're protected?
Well, the first and biggest thing that you can do is educate everyone who touches a computer and has access to the shared resources on the network.
Okay.
Most of the time, the malware is going to come in email form or link form, and just having the knowledge of what to look for in suspicious emails or anything like that, not clicking on anything that might just pop into your inbox, even though it might look very legitimate.
Well, and even on your phone, I had something in the middle of the night. I woke up and I was trying to tune back in to tune in radio to listen to something. And all of a sudden, something popped up and said, we have found whatever a virus with your app store. And I almost clicked on it and I was half asleep and I didn't because I went, ooh, wait, that looks suspicious. That's exactly what you're talking about?
That's exactly what we're talking about. Suspicious stuff like that. I mean, it looks very convincing. Mm-hmm. You know, it looks really legitimate, but most of the time it's not. Most of the time it's there to infect you. So that's the number one thing you can do. Some of the other things that we do is we install security appliances. You know, mm-hmm. the firewall is going to protect you as much as possible from as many bad things as it can. And then as well as installing antivirus software on your computer and that kind of thing.
Okay. Now, what about like ransomware? Have you guys dealt with, have you had anyone that actually called up and said, hey, we just got hacked and somebody's demanding a ransom to get our information back?
Absolutely. It's something we deal with, very frequently. This past year, 2016, was, you know, really saw a big increase in ransomware attacks. And, you know, we really foresee that becoming more and more relevant to everyone, as it's one of the easiest ways to be breached or to...
Right. Well, and I want to ask you, you know, when you talk about that, because it, to me, it's so... I look and go, if these people have the talent to, you know, do this, why aren't they putting their talents to work, you know, in a useful manner?
Sure.
And can we hunt them down and shoot them? No, I'm just kidding. I just am amazed that this goes on. And do they ever find the perpetrator?
Not very commonly. I haven't heard of any circumstances where they're finding the individuals out there doing this. In doing some research recently, we found out that this is one of the most profitable malware industries out there. So they're making a lot of money. I think it was to the tune of $1 billion.
Holy cow. Wow.
I mean, it's a huge industry for these.
Well, and personally, I'm sitting there thinking, okay, so you pay the ransom, so to speak, or, you know, somebody does what, well, what's to prevent from them doing it again to you? I mean, you pay once and then, hey, there's an easy target.
Exactly.
Obviously, they call cost solutions and you guys set up better antivirus and firewall and all of those other things to keep people from getting in there.
Mm-hmm. So the biggest thing, you touched on it a second ago, but once someone's already infected, we get called, we come in, we start analyzing what's going on, stop the infection, start cleaning up computers. But the biggest thing is we need to make sure that people have backups. And make sure that backups are going to be there for us to, in case something goes wrong, you know, go in there and restore from backup.
And how often do people need to be backing up? I mean, explain the definition of backup, first off.
Oh, sure. So backup is, you know, you have a repository of files somewhere in your network, whether that's on the server, whether that's on your individual computers, but you have the files that are necessary to run your business.
Okay.
You know, QuickBooks, Excel, stuff like that, databases. You have one copy or, you know, whatever, your working copy, and the backup's purpose is to have other copies of that same data. And, you know, if they're done properly, they would be incremental backups so that you could go back to last week or last month. You know, it just depends on what your individual needs are. But
and should the backup be physically in the same building? Or, I mean, I'm thinking of a fire or something happens, or should it be in the cloud or at Cost Solutions in your vault, so to speak?
Well, you should have probably all of those things. You know, a local backup inside the building is going to be good and useful because it'll be very fast to restore from and to create. But then, if something were to happen to your building, a flood, you know, a fire, something like that, you're absolutely going to want something offsite.
Okay, so more than one backup. And I'm assuming backup at least every day? I mean, because there's a lot of stuff that you're working on throughout the day, and if you back it up, at least you can go back and capture what you did the previous day if something crashes.
Definitely. I mean, we have several different means of backups. It's better to have more than one, of course. Some of ours backup as often as every 4 hours, and the big daily backup kind of just happens at night.
Okay. Oh, wow. So are we covered? Do we back up at the chamber? Of course, the answer is yes. Absolutely. Okay, I'm just making sure. You know, you guys were presenting at the tech conference. I was sitting there, and I think I asked that question. By the way, and you mentioned in your presentation, so many people don't even know how often or when, and I was guilty of that.
Yep.
Wow. So, what are the biggest challenges in your business or in the IT world? Besides working with idiots like me.
Oh no, that's the fun part.
Oh, okay. So you're calling me an idiot? I'm kidding.
No.
I'm kidding. Go ahead, Ryan.
No, I think, you know, probably one of the biggest challenges that we face, and it's also one of the things that makes it a lot of fun, is that the landscape for IT is constantly changing.
Okay.
You know, the business we were in when we started is quite different than where we are at today. And we have to know that we have to embrace the fact that in 5 more years, we're likely to be focused on a different aspect of technology. So I'd say, you know, that's definitely a difficulty for us. And it's a team effort really to stay ahead of that curve.
I would imagine you guys have to attend continuing education, for lack of words, constantly, because as soon as Microsoft comes up with a new or, you know, new improved version or a new iPhone or whatever it is, you guys have to stay up on all that.
Absolutely. Inside of Kosh, we are very fortunate that management and our owners are so into continuing education.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they push certifications really hard. We have a plethora of certifications on staff, and the constant MO is just to keep going out there and getting new ones. So, you know, the new server operating system just came out. We're going to be pushing guys to get certified on that right away.
Wow. And what's the biggest challenge?
The biggest challenge is finding time to kind of get some studying in and that kind of thing. As well as, you know, being able to really put your head down into the book for
uninterrupted. Because you get someone like me, a customer calling, going, oh my gosh. And
exactly.
You have to stop your studying and roll your eyes and go, Llewellyn's on the phone. Who wants it?
Well, I mean, you know, that's part of the business. But, you know, we just got to find the time and make it happen.
Okay. So let you guys do a big plug. What's your website?
So you can check out our website at www.koshsolutions.com. That's K-O-S-H solutions.com.
Okay. And you drive around a little white car with the blue lettering.
That's correct.
I see that around town quite a bit.
Right on.
And a phone number, is there a number people can call, or just probably the website? Because you probably have a phone number on the website.
Yes, we do. You know, each office has a different number. Durango office is going to be 970-247-2203.
Okay.
And then, you know, the appropriate phone options from there.
Right.
We'll direct you where you need to go.
But it is koshsolutions.com.
That's correct.
And you can go on there, and I highly recommend you guys, you know, just because we've worked with you, and you've literally have helped solve many issues that I have caused probably myself. In fact, I got to call you guys, because I got something popping up now telling me my Outlook's all messed up. So
give us a ring.
I'll be calling. Or just stop by my office on your way back, would you? I'm kidding.
And you know, on the website right now, we are there's a form you can fill out there, and we're offering free security assessments.
Oh, cool.
And so that's something that you know, the community can take advantage of if they're interested in having their business you know, having us give an assessment of that.
So. Kind of do a test drive on the security system and let them know, hey, here's some things that you need to fix, whether it's you or another competitor.
Correct.
Exactly.
Wow. So go to koshsolutions.com and check it out. All right, Ryan, Ruben, told you to go fast.
It did.
Sure did.
Well, I give you guys an A. We got to send it back to the studios, though.
Well, thanks.
Alrighty. Thanks so much.
Thank you. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Check out koshsolutions.com. Have a great day.